Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm your host, Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, a boutique firm that is home to over 30 real estate sales and marketing agents who service home buyers and home sellers throughout Boston, the South Shore, the South Coast, and Cape Cod. Our firm takes pride in assisting our clients in the next chapter of their lives by taking a holistic approach to their real estate endeavors. We believe that every move should be a moving experience. Every week, my co-host Melissa Wallace and I will provide you with my team's unique marketing approach to selling homes and share with you our expertise in navigating the home buying process. We value the experience of our agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so much that not only will you hear my perspective on real estate topics, occasionally you will hear the expert thoughts and opinions of our experienced agents at Boston Connect Real Estate. Be a part of our roundtable. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We'd love to talk real estate. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and wherever you like to listen to podcasts at Talk Real Estate Roundtable. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me and my team to discuss your real estate needs, you can connect with me at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. I am live in my home studio here at Boston Connect Real Estate, which is the host of the sponsor of our show, Talk Real Estate Roundtable. And I'm here today with the one and only Kristen Howlett.
Hello.
Howlett. Is that how
I'm getting used to this little setup here.
It's, yeah. So, yeah, you can see us on live on YouTube. So you can go to Boston Connect TV. We're also on a couple different pages tonight on Facebook. So we're streaming live everywhere. I believe we have Larry in the house. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Oh, good. You sound a little solemn.
I do. It's been, well, it's I'm working long hours now.
So. Oh, okay.
I've been on the air since 2. I've been in for Kathy for the last few weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 2 a.m.?
No, yeah. No. Feels like it sometimes.
Oh,
no.
2 in the afternoon?
2 in the afternoon.
It's 2 a.m. What do you want from me? No. No, only 2 in the afternoon. And, you know, there's so many other things. We're doing this whole remodeling in here. So every once in a while, and you have to get up and discuss the changes, you know, that are happening. But.
Yeah,
it's coming. When hello.
Oh, is that me ringing? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. You know what? I can't tell because that's the ring that I think that Tim uses. I thought that somebody was calling in.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, we have a caller already. We haven't even started yet. So there we go. But tonight, Kristen, why don't you introduce yourself? I know everybody is aware of who you are and all of that. And again, if they want to see your beautiful face, they can go on to YouTube Live, Boston Connect TV, or all of our Facebook
this
pages.
It's so exciting. This year. YouTube, this
yeah.
new...
You can look into the camera instead of yourself.
I have to look at myself.
So funny. So introduce yourself.
My name is Kristen Marie Howlett. I'm a full-time realtor. I'm a sales and marketing advisor at Boston Connect Real Estate.
Mm.
And yes, so I service all along Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no place I will not go.
Yeah, I know. You were actually just helping me, which was great because I had a client who put an offer in on a condo in Taunton. So you were helping me with that. And then she just happened to call and you were like, let me get up on MLS. And, oh, did you see this one? Did you see that one? And blah, 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 blah. And off you went. So good
yeah,
job.
That's kind of my backyard. So.
Yeah, awesome. So this is the first time we've done the show solo.
I know.
I know. I know. I love it. So
I feel like I need to get more situated here so I can look at you.
Yeah, we can look at each other and we can see that, our new TV type episode here that we're doing. But you usually do this, you know, segment once a month with Mel. Mel isn't able to be with us tonight, but Kristen's just getting herself situated here.
This is much better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to let, okay.
Yeah. No, this is great.
So do you want to let everybody know about like what you do every month and give everyone a little idea?
So we thought about doing this the end of last year, doing just a little highlighting different towns, cities in Massachusetts. And it's fun. It really is fun. Now that the weather's nicer, I think we're going to kind of take it on the road.
Mm.
And we're going to go.
Oh, that will be fun. Yeah.
And I want to, it's funny, Sam was talking about Homes.com and how they do these great videos. Mm-hmm. If anybody watched the Super Bowl, Homes.com, I actually just had a call with them because they are really doing a big branding and they're trying to kind of take over for some of the other advertising, like Realtor and Zillow and all that. And they do a really good job because they want to put it back with the agents and they want to really spotlight. So they work with local agents who spotlight the towns. Mm. So that's what Sam was telling us, to kind of go on that. And it is great. They do like a little video and they talk about everything that it you know, entails of living in that little community. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I envisioned with this too, that maybe we could do little YouTube videos and do a short little clip about what we love in the town. And we've done Pembroke, Hanover, Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. We've done Marshfield.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Duxbury.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight we're doing
Dorchester.
So we're city girls tonight.
Yeah, tonight we were going to venture into Dorchester. And I just thought it would be fun to do something a little bit different and not so close. And one of the one of my thoughts about doing Dorchester, though, is we bump into so many people who are OFD, right, originally from Dorchester. So they, you know, come this way or their family had come this way. I just recently sold a house in Quincy, and those people were from Dorchester that purchased it. But, I mean, not that they made it all the way to the South Shore, really. So I just thought it would be fun to do it. And a lot of you have heard me, you know, talk about growing up there. It's funny because you and I actually have a lot of similarities, right? Mm-hmm. So your dad owned a store. My parents owned a store. I lived in Randolph for a long time. I think I was like from fifth grade.
Did you go from Dorchester to Randolph?
So, yeah. So I was born in Dorchester. And then when I was five, they moved to Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Same.
When I was in fifth grade, they moved back to Dorchester because there was like an arsonist around.
Oh,
yeah.
Funny.
So they were burning down, you know, the triple deckers in the city. And my mom told me the story before, you know, when the investigator came to the store, they're like, well, we know that you didn't do it because you don't have insurance. So
they still owned the store and lived in Randolph?
Yes.
They used to drive to?
Yes. So that's why every time I say I don't really talk about Randolph that often, right? Because I would go to school, my mother would get me off the bus, and then we would go to Dorchester, and I would stay there with her throughout the night. I mean, there was a bed in the back room, I remember. Yeah. I used to sleep there.
Yeah.
And then we would come home at like 10 o'clock at night. She would close the store. There were some times that I would be home, and then like she would just go to the store, and my dad would be home. He did the morning shift and stuff like that. So I was always in Dorchester. That's where all my friends were. And then when the store burned down, they had to sell their house in Randolph in order to pay for the renovation to do the store over. My dad tells me the story. I should have actually called him to listen in. You know what? Maybe I will do that at some point. He said, it's time to get back to work. He got up the next day and my mother's like, where are you going? And he goes, I have to go to work. And she's like, but you don't have anything. He goes, well, we're going to make something. So, so that's what he did.
So I wonder what was the, because that's funny because my parents did the same. They both grew up in Dorchester.
Mm-hmm.
I was born, lived in Dorchester until because I went to kindergarten in Dorchester.
Okay.
And then repeated kindergarten. And I went to kindergarten twice.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
Really?
It wasn't because I wasn't intelligent, because I was in the gifted and talented program. I have to ask my mother.
The second time?
No, I know what it was. It was because my birthday's in October. So, so that's why I missed the cutoff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. But we were literally just talking about this with my mom on Sunday. We had everybody over. And one of my favorite things, which I don't like to talk about, is my mom, when my grandfather was, he owned a three-decker on Center Street across from like right in Fields Corner.
Yep.
And
Hi-Fi Pizza.
Yep, exactly. And St. Mark's Church.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was getting ready to sell, he approached my mom about taking it. And I guess my father was like, I'm not interested in being a landlord. Well, we recently looked at how much it would be worth.
Mm,
and
much?
I think my mom, I'll I'm going to text her to ask her to clarify. I forget. Jake might remember what she told us he paid for it. Maybe $13,000.
Oh, yeah.
Like absolutely nothing. And I think they condoed it, each unit out, and sold it because it did have parking on the side. Mm-hmm. And I think each unit was like $800,000.
Yeah.
Three.
And that's what's going on.
Like,
in
that
Dorchester,
would have paid for college tuition. Well, it's funny. I think it's almost fitting that we're looking at this because Jake now is, my oldest is looking into renting. So I've set him up on MLS through rentals. And we're, you know, we're looking at Dorchester, South Boston, Alston, Brighton, you know, all over. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the rents are completely crazy. If hindsight was 2020, right?
I know. Oh my goodness. I just pulled up like where I grew up, and it's so interesting because I can like vividly remember sitting at at the kitchen table right there, and the counter went all the way to the end, and there was a Mickey Mouse phone there.
So where was Audrey's?
Yeah. So, and if you're from Dorchester or from that area, and you tonight, it's just going to be very casual. This is what we're going to be doing tonight. Just, you know, spotlighting and highlighting Dorchester. And if you're from that area and you want to share some stories with us, certainly call in. Larry's at the studio, 781-837-4900. You can also text if you're shy, 781-837-4900. As I said, Kristen and I are also live, so you can send us messages on any of the platforms, Facebook, YouTube, wherever. You can go to Sharon Costa McNamara. You can go to Dorchester Connect. I'm live on there right now. On Facebook, and you know, just get us. I want to hear some stories. That's what I want. I really want some people to call in.
Well, I think it's funny too that so they immigrated from Dorchester to Randolph, but back then, my cousins all lived in South Boston, and for them, it was like my cousin Carolyn, especially, was like, "You can't. It's like the suburbs. You're not moving there. It's so far." But really, it wasn't that far at all.
Yeah,
it's really not that far at all. I mean, now I'm in Bridgewater, and it feels like it's really far, but back then, you know, they just wanted to get out of the city.
Well, and it's interesting for my parents as well, because so they moved back after the store went on fire, and my best friend Kim, she lived on the third floor when there was the fire there, her and her mom, and then they moved out, had to get another apartment, and then when we moved back, they had to sell their house in Randolph to renovate the store in the two apartments above. We ended up moving to the third floor, so that's where I lived. And so I went from sixth grade, and then when I was a junior in high school, my mother had this bright idea to move again. So then I went to West Bridgewater. So I've been extremely nomadic in my life. and it's interesting because, I was just thinking about how I moved a desk in the office. But anyways, that's another story. So, you know, then I was in West Bridgewater, but going from Dorchester to West Bridgewater, I mean, it was cows.
Especially back then.
Yeah.
I bet there was nothing there.
1984, 85.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there was nothing. I mean, there was just cows and things like that. And that was like, you know, Madonna was really cool. And, you know, in the city, we had to wear shoes to school, like shoes, not sneakers, right? And then we just always wore shoes. We really didn't wear sneakers. And I remember like the girls used to make fun of me because I didn't wear work boots and plaid sweatshirts and stuff like that.
Well, that was a big thing.
So
that was, my cousin was very much like, you're not going to be a hick. You can't be a hick. It was fun. It was very much about how I dressed. And she instilled in me that you were
and
talking about
Randolph.
Mickey Mouse earlier, that, she had this Mickey Mouse sweater and I wanted it so bad. So sometimes I would go and be like, "Kat, do you want me to clean your bedroom?" And I would know that she would go through her stuff and send me home with stuff. And the day I ever brought home that Mickey Mouse sweatshirt, I mean the sweater, oh, I loved it.
Oh my gosh. You just brought back a memory for me too, because I had a sweatshirt and I remember it from Dorchester. It was literally like sort of like a sketch of like a rat. And it said Dot Rat.
Dot Rat.
I wish I could find that right now. But every time I go to visit my dad.
I can make you one on my Cricut.
Yeah, you could, right? Mm-hmm. Every time I go to visit my dad, he has on his, like, originally from Dorchester, either that or a Boston Connect Real Estate shirt on. So, again, if you have any stories you want to share with us, 781-837-4900. So with the store and where it was, so it was previously known as St. Margaret's. Now it's like St. something of the something or other. Mm-hmm. It has this huge long name, but it was St. Margaret's. Mm-hmm. And it was that was right on Columbia Road. And like one block behind that was Audrey's Variety. So my mom and dad were Audrey and Frank. That's how everybody knew them. And yeah, I just loved that. I went to St. Margaret's for grammar school. Is that what they call it?
Elementary school.
Yeah. And then I went to Monsignor Ryan Memorial, which was MRM, mm-hmm. on Boston Street for high school, or 2 years of it anyways. And I remember I used to have to run home from like school and go and...
Yeah, I remember coming home for lunch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We used to walk home for lunch. The nuns actually used to send me over to the store when they needed things.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Like Bridie from the rectory just called and they need milk. So that's they would so like funny. Get me to go over there and get
so
milk.
That was like the thing was this corner. And then my yeah. dad owned a corner store in Randolph. So mm-hmm. and we always laugh about like there was, you know, everybody had a tab.
Yeah.
So they would come over during the week. They'd be like, yeah. Frank, put it on my tab.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then little he had his paper. Little he had and my dad had like this little book. It had all these little pieces of paper and. Yeah.
My parents used to write it, actually. They would rip, like, you know, the cotton of cigarettes, and they would rip that and use the inside of it, and they,
so
would write, they would write people's things on there. But I have to tell you, it was one of my, like, favorite the times was growing up in the city, and we will get into some more of the history and things like that about it and more of the real estate. But I wrote down here social media because one time I did a blog, like, when blogging first came out, and it was social media really began at the corner store. All right. Yeah. It was just hanging out at the corner, and that's how everybody found out everything that was going on with everybody else. Yeah. So that's where social media sort of began. And it was just such a great community to grow up in. I loved it. I love going back there every time. I actually, a few weeks ago, Easter Sunday, I had to drive Casey back into the city, and I was with my niece, May McNamara, and she's fascinated by Dorchester for some reason.
No,
she's fascinated by it. So I said, do you want to see where I used to live? She's like, really? We're really going to go into Dorchester? And I was like, yes. So I drove her through, but it just feels like home.
Yeah.
So it yeah. does. It feels like
it's
home.
Funny because my mom's best friend, who was my Auntie Chris, mm-hmm. she wasn't my aunt at all, but her parents, her family owned Joe's Variety.
Mm.
And I think it was, I wish my mom would call in, but I think it was maybe Ashmont Station.
Hmm. Yeah.
The train was right there. And I think that's where my dad got this idea to open up
a store.
Frank's. Yeah. But my dad's was more of like a deli. So
it's so funny that your father's store was Frank's and my mother's was, and mine yeah. was Audrey's, but yeah. my father's name is Frank.
Yeah. And that they both worked together and then mm-hmm. they loved each other until they didn't because they yeah. owned a store together.
Probably, yeah. But they went after they sold the store in Dorchester, then they had a store in Whitman for a little bit. And then they had a store after that in Brockton, right next yeah. to the Italian Kitchen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you know what's so funny? We're just talking about this. I've never been to the Italian Kitchen.
That is amazing to me.
Yeah. No one in my family can believe it.
Yeah. I can't believe that either. I think I heard that the night that we went out for dinner.
Yeah. I see. That's when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
I've never been there. I've eaten there. I've had takeout, but I've never been there. And my grandmother lived in Brockton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funny. She moved from... So I think that was another one, too, was moving from Dorchester to Brockton.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to do a show on Brockton, mm-hmm. and maybe I can get a couple people that I know there. John, how come I can't think of his name? He's the Registrar of Deeds for Plymouth.
John,
isn't that awful? I'm exhausted
we
today.
Can't even...
What is it?
Buckley?
Yeah, John Buckley. Yeah, like how could I forget that? I don't even know. I literally have no brain today. But, you know, I was trying to surprise Larry. I was trying to surprise Kristen today with a guest. So, unfortunately, he was busy. So I texted Marty Walsh to see if he would join us tonight.
And he couldn't.
He couldn't.
He was too busy.
He was too busy. He's too busy for us now.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, that would have been a little surprise for us. So I went to school. He was the same age and grade as me. So up until eighth grade, obviously. And I said, yeah, you can talk about, you know, your favorite store that you liked to go
and
to.
He grew up in Dorchester. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he grew up in Dorchester.
I think he was from South Boston.
Nope, he's from Dorchester.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he grew up on Taft Street, the same street as Karen, my best friend Karen Monroe.
Mm.
Yeah, so he grew up on the same street. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you could go back now, where would you live?
If I could go back to Dorchester or just back anywhere,
would you move back? I would.
I don't know that I would do Dorchester.
I'd like to live in Neponset.
Yeah, Neponset. Well, we had an office there on Minot Street, right, in Adams Village. You know, I really love being in the city. I just don't know that I would, if I was to do that, I think I would, if I was to live in the city, I would want to live like in the South End or something like that, like where Casey is. I just love it. You know, like you can walk to everything.
They have some great little restaurants. Well, I probably couldn't even afford Dorchester, so.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
It sure
I would love to be able to walk out of my house and like walk and get a coffee and just walk everywhere.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And like my best friend, Karen, again, I don't know if she's going to be listening or not tonight, but I sold her house up there on Monroe Street. I sold another one right around the, I sold a couple right up around the corner from her too. And they were two families. Hers stayed as a two family, but the other ones converted into condos and stuff. So, and it's sort of sad too, because I tried to keep that, you know, just the flavor. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, you know, instead of having like the investors come in and like sort of making it, condominiumizing it and making it all this other stuff.
Well, I think that's the sad part is that people like locals can't even afford, they're all getting, what is that called? It's gentrified. Is that what it's called? What is that called when like the city gets, I think that's what it's called.
I don't know. But they're getting pushed out. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I remember when I had one, it was off of Train Street on Bowdoin, and I think it was Bowdoin Street and Butwell. It was Butwell Street. And I'll never forget, we had like 26 offers on that. And I remember this young girl just like looking me in the eyes like it was like a deer. Like she was just so sad. And she's like, I know I don't have a chance. Like I just am competing against these, you know, investors and flippers and contractors and everybody else who has cash. And she goes, I just want to live in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like I just want to raise my family in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I wish that we did have stipulations and things, policies and things in place where we could stop that. And
well, it's like it's great that values go up and, you know, with that things get improved and, you know, neighborhoods get improved and they get, you know, great things come with that. But people get priced out.
They get priced right out. So, which is sad. So I don't know. I'm just, and this show is not really about me, but I'm going to give some more of my memories because there were sort of different like areas of Dorchester. Like when we were growing up, like there was Savin Hill and then there was like, I don't know if you, can I even say it anymore? I know it was like the Polish area. Like they had a lot of like Polish stores and things like that. And then it went into Southie and we were sort of like right in the middle there. And then Uppin's Corner on the other side. And I remember on Sundays, you know, when my parents still lived in Randolph too, we would get up early. My dad would wake me up at like 5 a.m. We would go to Dorchester. I'd put all the Globe and the Herald together and they were heavy.
God.
Right? Do you remember?
That's so funny that you say that.
Yeah, put the paper. And then it was probably around like 10 o'clock. Fresh Polish bread would come in and fresh Polish donuts. I think I'm still digesting one of those donuts today. They were like humongous and like heavy, but the Polish bread used to come in and it was hot and we'd put like cream cheese on it or sometimes butter. So those were my memories.
That's funny because we always did Easter breakfast and my grandmother was, my dad's mother was Polish.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would get, so my father and my aunt and part of the breakfast was they would go to, I think it was, I don't, my cousin would know, but they used to make the kielbasa.
Oh,
so it was I think it was Boston Street, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think that's where the Polish bread came from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You okay?
Yeah. I got caught.
Yeah.
But that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back then I loved that kielbasa. Now I couldn't even eat it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I could do the bread right now. It was nice, crispy and all of that other stuff. So. So Boston, just a little history. So Dorchester is a Bostonian neighborhood, comprising more of 6 square miles, in the city of Boston.
And isn't that funny? It's only 6 miles?
6 square miles. Yeah. But if you think
about it,
really?
6 miles? You could walk 6 miles.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
But would I really want to? I don't know.
Well, Owen just told me that when he went to the parade, he walked from South Boston, he got lost and his phone was dead. And I think he walked all the way to like Ashmont Station.
From Southie?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's a very long way.
Yeah. I was so upset with him, but he was like, what was I supposed to do? My friends left. I got separated from my friends and I had no phone. I just had a walk.
Well, just ask the person next to you if you were at the St. Patty's Day parade, anybody, if I could borrow the phone.
I think there was lots going on. So he was probably just,
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
Yeah. And what did he do when he got to Ashmont? He hopped on the train. Well,
yeah.
Do you know how many train stations he passed to get to Ashmont?
I don't know. He said he knew what he was doing. So he did.
He could have went to Broadway Station. He could have went to Andrew Station. He could have went to JFK. He could have went to Savin Hill. He literally walked by four train stations.
Yeah, well, he always brags that he has the good sense of direction. Obviously, yeah. He doesn't.
No, he does not. But I think that this is interesting. So not this really, this part, but founded by the Puritans who immigrated in 1630 from Dorchester, Dorset, England.
Yeah.
So I just think that's interesting because this Dorset Grill is one of the restaurants that was on our list. And that's down sort of off of Morrissey Boulevard.
Yeah.
I have had lunch there. It was fabulous. I had an awesome salad when I was there. So that was good. Oh, I just thought of another fun. Hey, listen, it's my show, so I can talk about whatever I want. But if you want to give any of your memories about Dorchester, please call in 781-837-4900. Now, we don't get as many callers on Tuesdays as we do on Saturdays, but I'd love to hear if you have any stories, if you have any memories of Audrey's Variety. I'd love to hear them. I think my father is listening.
What was the biggest seller at Audrey's Variety?
Probably butts. I don't
cigarettes?
Know. Cigarettes? Cigarettes, probably. Yeah. Scratch tickets and
popsicles.
Stuff like that.
Did you have ice cream?
We had vanilla, like soft serve ice cream.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So this was one of my fun
Did
stories.
You have slush puppies?
Yeah, we had slush puppies.
Did you have to clean the slush puppy machine?
Yeah. And
the worst.
I loved the raspberry, but why is it blue?
I hated cleaning that slush puppy machine.
Yeah, me too. I didn't like that
the
either.
The worst.
They had popcorn. They had all kinds of stuff.
They made popcorn. Did they have pickles in a jar?
Yep.
Yes. I had to clean out the pickle jar too. That was the worst.
But one of my other memories was always on Christmas Eve, my parents would have a party in our apartment every Christmas Eve. And my father would do what is like the seven fishes or whatever. So he had all kinds of seafood there. And we were paling shrimp forever. And the priests from St. Margaret's, Father Coyne and Father Peter, I remember specifically. So if you are a Catholic, you know Father Coyne. I know you do.
Yeah.
So he's been everywhere.
We do too.
Yeah. He was in Randolph for a while.
Yep, he was at St. Mary's.
Yep. So they would come over to our house in between masses all the time. And like they would eat and have, just socialize with everybody. And I remember sorry, Dad, if you're listening, but we would sneak beer in my bedroom. And then when we would go to the midnight mass, he would be like, Sharon, this is the body of Christ. Almost like, Father Coyne, I know you knew we were drinking in the bedroom. So I'm like, I'm sorry. But I still took it. Anyways.
He was guilting you, the Catholic guilt.
He was the Catholic guilt. But anyways, that was another fun memory. I keep on getting them. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
So yeah, you're right. The neighborhood is named after the town of Dorchester in the English county of Dorset, from which Puritans emigrated on the ship Mary and John, among others.
Mm-hmm.
Founded in 1630, just a few months before the founding of the city of Boston, Dorchester now covers a geographic area approximately equivalent to nearby Cambridge.
Mm.
It was still a primarily rural town and had a population of 12,000 when it was annexed to Boston in 1870.
Mm. You know, here's a fun fact that I did not know. How did I not know this? In the early 1950s, Dorchester became a center of civil rights activism by African-American Martin Luther King Jr., who lived there for much of the time he attended Boston University for his PhD.
Yeah, where he lived.
I don't know. My daughter Casey went to BU Law School, so hey, I didn't know that she had that in common with... And, Martin Luther King, his assassination, I believe, was April 4th. It was the day after I was born. So that was recent, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. The geography of Dorchester. So we sort of just talked about that a little bit, right? So the different areas. It's interesting because anytime you meet somebody from Dorchester, and if I'm at, an open house or something, it always comes up. Oh, where are you from? I'm originally from Dorchester. I grew up there. Oh, what parish, right? So we go by parishes. So I was in the St. Margaret's parish, but there was St. William's was in the Savin Hill area.
That was my mother, St. Williams.
St. Williams?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got pictures of her class and everything there, yeah.
Oh, Oh, so do you have memories? Like, did your mom have family that lived there as you were growing up as a little boy?
Her parents lived there, and my mother moved to Marshfield in 55, moved in with her sister to go to school because her parents, you know, her father, they were older and they were retired. And my mother didn't want to go to the Boston public school. She wanted to go to private school, and they couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a cousin that lived on Dora Street and I think Auckland Street.
Okay.
And eventually everybody but the ones on Dora Street, they stayed there.
Hmm.
My mother's cousin lived in the house, the apartment that his parents had lived in for years. He regretted moving out of it because it was rent control. But
yeah. Well, that's the thing now, too, is we're saying, like, if we could only go back and have those properties, right? That would be awesome if we could do that, but...
My mother said that, you know, everybody was around. It wasn't, if you came home, your parents weren't home, there was somebody there. There was somebody else there, an aunt, uncle, cousins, whatever. There was always somebody right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah. And they the cousins were the last ones up there. I mean, the place that they had, I don't know if it was in the second, it was third floor, but it still had the gas fixtures in it for the gas lighting.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's interesting.
And the kitchen had never been remodeled. I think it had looked that way from the 40s on. You know, the big stove all by itself and the big kitchen. They had a big kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I remember from it. And then there was some kids that lived in the neighborhood. So whenever I was there, we'd play, kickball and out on the street.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we used to play kick the can.
Kick the can.
I remember doing that, yeah. You
that's
know.
So funny. I mean, I think we moved when I was, I don't know, maybe 7. But now I think about my mom worked at an accountant's place that was like a block down. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking there. Hmm. But now I just saw on Pembroke Connect that people were like, there were kids only about 10 walking on the street. Like now kids can't even walk. But I was walking when I was like 5 years old in the city.
Yeah.
We used to meet my mother for lunch.
We used to have to, you know, come in when the lights went on, you know. And then we used to take the train into the city all the time and, you know, walk around downtown crossing. Could you imagine doing that? No, I can't either. So where were you on Pembroke Connect? People are on there right now?
No, people over the weekend, people were saying like, oh, kids, maybe it was yesterday, like kids were walking on the street. I just think it's funny that people will comment now like, oh, there were young kids walking with no supervision. Like they're not supposed to, like... You have to be like 15 to walk on the street.
When I was, sometimes when I do open houses, people will say, oh, is it a busy road? When you grew up on Dorchester Avenue, God, how did I make it? I never got hit once, you know? So, you know, it is, it's all relative. So, so I love this. I said to Julia, find out, you know, some people, or maybe she does this all the time for you, like famous people.
She does, yeah.
Notable people who, you know, from Dorchester. Number one, Sharon McNamara.
Oh,
she's
Julia.
So cute, yeah.
She is cute.
So Donnie Wahlberg, obviously everybody knows Donnie Wahlberg. So here's a fun fact about Donnie Wahlberg is his sister actually had a baby with one of my good friend's brothers, right? And then so his name is Brendan and he was on that show. Like when they did that show, I didn't really watch it. But what's interesting is Mary Baker Horton, who we didn't know until she came here. You know, we didn't know each other. Mary and I grew up in the same parish. We went to the same elementary school.
Oh, that's
and
so funny.
Evis Mason, who works there as well. And Mary hung around with Brendan.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, which is interesting. So she was hanging around with the nieces and nephews of my friends, which was really, really small world. So, and then one person we know in common was Paul Strum. And Paul was always in the store, hanging out at the corner, like with, you know, the corner store. And I remember him and his brothers and stuff. And she remembers him because he was the custodian at the school and he recently passed away. So he was a wonderful, wonderful guy. Marty Walsh, I already talked to you about him. He was the mayor of Boston, obviously. And then he went to the White House and did something with Biden. I wasn't really paying attention. What was he? Does anyone know? What did he do?
He, I don't know. Yeah.
What did he do?
I don't know what
there?
The title is. Want me to look it up?
Well, he isn't there anymore. So, and then he is now with the, like, taking care of the NHL, the union in the NHL. Another famous person would be Charlie Burke, our good friend Charlie Burke. He couldn't join us tonight either because he's teaching classes tonight at Mass Academy of Real Estate. So if you are thinking about getting your real estate license or if you need to get your CE classes, make sure you get in touch with Charlie Burke. He has stories. Boy, does he have stories about Dorchester. Joseph Kennedy, obviously we all know him. He was the father of the president, John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Edward Ted Kennedy, and Rose Kennedy, obviously, all from Dorchester. And then I think she put something in here about the Kennedy Library, which is really interesting. Jordan Knight, he's a singer. Danny Wood, singer. Oh, New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
He was a crime boss.
Yeah.
William,
Billy Bulger.
Yeah, that was like his brother, right?
Oh, Herb Chambers. I didn't know that.
Oh, I did not
you know that
either. No.
I did know Leonard Nimoy.
You did?
Yeah, I did know that.
Oh, I did not know that. Bill O'Brien, head coach of the NFL Houston Texans. Did not know that. Kevin Hayes, hockey player. I don't know who she's a.
And Martin Richard, who Boston Marathon.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was sad. Everybody, the remembrances of him and that cute little smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Major General Humphrey Atheron. Is that who it was?
Atherton.
Yeah. Robert, whatever, whoever that is. He was Boston Business, founder of the Boston Business Journal. That's nice. And Ray Bulger.
Was the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's funny.
Yeah. So that's some fun facts right there. All right, what else we got? What time is it? Anyways, 10 minutes to 7? All right, we still got plenty of time to talk about stuff. So right now, for Dorchester, do you want to talk a little bit about that? What's how many active listings there are and things like that?
So there are 43 active listings, 85 under agreement. In 2024 so far, they've sold 94 single-family and condo homes have been sold. In 2023, 356.
Well, she was doing single family and condos. I wonder if what it would be if she had included three family and two families.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So single family and condo homes sold in the month of March, 29. Single family and condo homes sold so far in the month of April, 12. And she always likes to highlight a few listings. So one is 22 Rugdale Road, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It's on for $700,000. Mm-hmm. 6 Charles Road, 3 bedrooms, 3 baths, is on for $799,900. And 42 Van Winkle Street, a unit one, is a 1 bed, 1 bath for $439,000.
Wow, that's pretty good. You can get into Dorchester for under $500, so that's good.
Wow. And then food and businesses, we like a lot of this.
Yeah, so do you remember when? Did you ever see the office in Dorchester?
No.
Oh, you didn't? So we were on the 3rd floor. We were in Adams Village, right on the corner of Minot and Adams Street. And we were up on the 3rd floor. It used to be Gerard's was on the 1st, right? Remember Gerard's? We were up on the 3rd floor. And then it was Landmark. So they turned that into Landmark, the restaurant. It was a really cool vibe in there, too. Yeah, I'm sure they still do it. Like, you could buy a mug and they engraved, like, your initials or your name or something into your mug. And you just kept your beer mug up on the shelf and everything in there. So that was a lot of fun being there. The food was great. What's the place across the street? I always forget the name of Maggia. No, it's not Maggiano's, but it's something. Oh, I have to look it up. But they have the best pizza, so I have to find out what that is. Do you want to talk about some of these other places?
Sure.
I thought that said McDonald's, but I think it was one of the first McDonald's right there.
Oh, I think you're totally right.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think you're totally right. I love P.S. Gourmet Coffee right there. The Blarney Stone, Lower Mills Tavern, Dorchester Brewing Company, 224 Boston Street. So Owen is at Milton Academy, and we get a lot from Pat's Pizza, which is in Lower Mills. And they did a lot. They instituted this year meals for the boys, like game team meals on Friday nights. And Pat's Pizza did a ton of all of our catering. And we love their calzones.
Oh, this is what it is right here. Molinari's.
Oh, Molinari's.
Oh, my gosh. The pizza is so good. Yeah, their Italian food is really, really good. Mm, so
good to know.
It's on the same side as the Airy Pub, yep, right over there. And Airy Pub, this is another fun fact. It must have been in the, when was it? Maybe 90s? Bill Clinton actually visited there, yeah, right? I have a feeling, did Reagan visit there as well one time?
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. So that was fun stuff. Someone's calling me. Why? I'm so distracted by my phone. I should move that.
So, yeah, you were saying the JFK Presidential Library. If you haven't been, I haven't been in years. We should go back there.
You know, it's interesting. A couple of years ago, they had, I don't even know if it was a couple of years ago, but they had, you know, they do different, what are they called? Like events or yeah, like certain, what, I don't know what the word is, but whatever. It was an event, I guess.
They have forums there.
Forums, yeah, and different things. Like, you know what I mean? Like this, yeah, month we're talking about or whatever, they'll have it up for a couple months. But they had one, the children of Kennedy, of JFK. And I really wanted to see that. And Mark and I went in there. And it was really, really interesting. I hadn't been in there for a very long time. I mean, that's where I grew up, like right in, yeah, that area. Yeah. So we went in there and it was actually really nice. They did a really nice job with that.
Last time I was in there was they had Jacqueline Kennedy's dresses on display.
Oh, really? Yep. That must have been nice, yeah, right? They were, yeah, peanuts, right?
Yeah, she was a peanut.
Peanuts, yeah. So she, they had a bunch of that type of stuff there, like their
toys.
I
should take the kids in there. That's funny. We went, when the kids were little, we went to Hyannis because there's another one in Hyannis too, but that's a good one. We should do that.
Mm. I wonder what's going on there now. I'm going to find out for you.
Mm-hmm. That is a good one. I forgot. And plus, it's just... You know what? I remember being little and going because my mom's friend worked at UMass Boston. And mm-hmm, then we would go over and have lunch and sit outside right by the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great place even just to go for people watching.
I remember I used to walk over there. So like MRM, Monsignor Ryan Memorial, was like the high school for St. Margaret's. And that was sort of the sister school to BC.
Yep.
So the BC High. So BC High, we were invited to the BC High dances. Like, so it was a huge deal. So we used to walk over and go to the dances there. But I remember when there was nothing there. Remember the Expo Center?
Yeah.
Do you remember when that was,
yeah,
there?
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah. We used
the
to...
Expo Center.
Yeah, right? And then I remember I used to ride my bike down to Castle Island and I, yep, would do like the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Then when I got a little bit older and I had a boyfriend with a car, we'd go parking down there.
Yeah.
I mean, just to like kiss, you know, nothing,
yeah,
like.
That's so funny.
So if you're listening, this is Talk Real Estate Roundtable. As much as it doesn't sound like we're talking about real estate, I am joining. Oh, yeah. I keep on forgetting we have to pretend that we're on TV again. I am joined with Kristen Howlett, and she is a full-time real estate agent here at Boston Connect Real Estate. And she does a fabulous job. And once a month, she likes to come on to the show and highlight a different town from Boston to Cape Cod to the South Coast and South Shore. So
I have to say, this camera really makes my skin look beautiful. I look good.
It's so funny. Larry, you have us on your phone so you can see what we look like in here.
I had it on a little earlier. Yeah,
you look great. Yeah. And then he got bored and he said, I'm all set. But like right now, I wonder if they have all kinds of different things to do.
Oh, I have another memory.
Okay.
Remember, I can remember being sitting in the front and remember, is Sozio still there? And they had that flashlight that used to, do you remember that at Morrissey Boulevard, it was like a appliance place, but they had this like spotlight that they used to put up in the sky.
And it was right across the street from the Pony Room, right near the bridge going into Quincy. Yeah.
What was with that flashlight? Why did they do that?
I don't know. They were trying to get everybody's attention.
Oh my God, it was awful.
They hadn't invented blinking lights yet. But how funny is that? Upstairs, downstairs, and then it was like the Pony Room, right?
Yep.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, too much. Yeah, you can do Quincy one time and talk about Aquarius. But they have some good things going on right there at the right now too. So if you want to go over to the Kennedy Library, looks really interesting. I love all that history stuff.
Yeah, me too.
So
me too.
All right. So what other things do we want to talk about here?
So we just drove through. We went into Boston for Jake's birthday and we drove past and it was beautiful. It was that it was like a Thursday night, I think, that it was really, oh no, it was last Tuesday. And it was the first day it was really nice out. Mm-hmm. And we drove past and there were so many people out on Pope John Paul Park, like mm-hmm. flying kites and kids yeah. walking and mm-hmm. yeah.
It's so much fun. Well, the landmark, one of the landmarks that everybody is very much aware of is really, it was the gas tank is what we all call it,
the
right?
The toilet paper roll.
The toilet paper roll. I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's what I used to think it was, a toilet paper roll.
Why?
I don't know, because that's what it looked like to me.
You have colored toilet paper?
No, it just looked like the shape of a toilet paper roll.
Oh, the tank itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you meant like the streams of like the paint.
I used to call it the toilet paper roll.
Well, that is interesting. It's, I guess I did not know this. It's the Rainbow Swash Tower, and it was originally created in 1971, and it comprises of large streaks of rainbow colors over a natural gas storage tank right in Dorchester on the waterfront right there in Seven Hill. My dad had a boat, and it was at the Seven Hill Yacht Club. He actually kept it over at Marina Bay before it was Marina Bay. My Uncle Bernie had one over. Bernie. My Uncle Bernie. It sounds like a movie.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
Uncle Bernie.
Uncle Bernie. Yeah, he was my godfather.
I had an Auntie Coochie.
Coochie, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's weird that I've heard of that name with somebody else before.
Auntie Coochie?
Coochie. I don't know. Right? But the landmark is designed. It's highly visible, obviously, from the Southeast Expressway. Oh, yeah. Do you call it like the expressway? Even like Route 3? Well, do you say Route 3? I guess more now I say Route 3, but I used to call everything was the expressway
to
me.
Yeah, the expressway. Yeah.
Yeah, the expressway. And the design was transferred to its present location in 1992. Where was it? When the original LNG tank was torn down. It is considered one of the major landmarks of Boston.
I know. I hope they never do anything with that.
Akin to the Citgo sign. Yeah, I hope they never take the Citgo sign down.
I miss the two. I do miss the two tanks.
Yeah, were there two at one time, right?
Yep. The one they took down was the one that's Korea, I think's the name. They painted it. I always thought as a kid somebody just climbed up there and dumped paint down the side of it.
Me too.
Until my dad said, look, that's Ho Chi Chi Minh on the side of that thing. And I went, what?
Yeah, can you see it? It's in the blue, right? Isn't that the blue color?
I forget which color. I forgot they were
but
two.
But it's the
so
artist.
Funny the things
artist,
you forget.
I think the artist's son or grandson is the one that recreated it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. In 1971, the Boston Gas Company President Ellie Goldston commissioned it to two adjacent LNG, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Hold on. Oh, it was originally painted on an 8-inch scale model, but it took 20 painters reproduced the work on the 140-foot high tank. Since the 1970s, the rainbow swash has, it's been controversial. I did not know that.
I didn't know it was controversial either.
Did you know that, Larry?
Yeah, I think so.
You did?
You did? Larry, you're so worldly and smart.
Well, you know, hey, this is how I'm like Mother Teresa. I don't want to get into all the controversy. Okay, invite me to a peace rally and I'll show up.
We can buy a travel print and hang it in our homes.
I think that we should. I think we should have one here.
National Grid.
Yeah. All right. Here we are already at 7 o'clock. Kristen, give everybody
That was the quickest.
I know. I'm here for your entertainment. Give everybody your phone number. So if you want to buy or sell a home, you can
in Dorchester especially.
Yeah. Give Kristen a call.
617-448-4896. Again, 617-448-4896.
Perfect. And if you want to see any of our past shows, go on to bostonconnect.com or Talk Real Estate Roundtable is our podcast and all of our Facebooks. We'll see you next on Saturday.
Saturday.
We'll see you then.